It's time once again to ask Dr. Science.
Rodney, what are you doing?
So let's ask Dr. Science.
Rodney, where's the music?
The music went on vacation. After 6 years, I guess it needed some time off.
Well, when's it coming back?
It didn't say. Soon enough. I said I'd fill in. Well, Dr. Science, our question is from Douglas Bell of Berkeley, California, who writes to ask, Dear Dr. Science, do whales pass gas?
What kind of question is that?
A real one. All our questions are real questions submitted by real listeners. Look, this one is on a university letterhead.
First the music goes, then the questions turn to mush. I guess this is what they call entropy in action.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I don't like this, Rodney. Not one bit.
You're supposed to say, I have a master's degree in science.
That's right.
Noe Venable from Ithaca, New York writes, Dear Dr. Science, who created braces?
Braces were actually invented during the Spanish Inquisition by a Jesuit priest, Father Ignatius Gorgonzola. He was trying to come up with a particularly effective torture device for heretics and blasphemers. Later, when the enemies of the church had all confessed and moved on to their final home, Father Gorgonzola had the braces plated in gold and stored in the basement of the Vatican. There they lay for hundreds of years until they were found by the late Walt Disney, as he searched for a suitable resting place for the large thermos bottle he'd be occupying for the next few centuries. When he saw the shiny collection of wires, the man who had given the world Mickey Mouse immediately thought of his old friend, Dr. E.B. Painless Parker, a dentist from Anaheim. Disney had the braces shipped to California, and the rest is orthodontic history.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
And you do.
That's right.
Philip Mitchell and Susan King from Juneau, Alaska write, Dear Dr. Science, what is the function of a training bra? What does it train a young girl to do? Do boys have training athletic supporters? If not, why not?
The training bra was originally developed by the railroads to give conductors a place to store ticket stubs. On his day off, one conductor left his lying around the house and his teenage daughter wore it to school as a joke. The rest is history. To answer your second question, despite the attraction of young men to hopping on boxcars and riding the rails, the railroads have never been big supporters of athletics. Maybe they wanted to leave that to the beer companies.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.